Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas. It's been 50 years since the Edmund Fitzgerald sank during a severe storm on Lake Superior, and the Detroit Historical Museum is putting together a wonderful weekend of remembrance. Rebecca Solomon-Witt, Chief Marketing Strategist for the museum, is here now to tell us all about it. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
So great to be with you.
It's great to have you here, and I think it's incredible what you are doing at the museum. Kind of give us a rundown of what to expect.
Well, you know, big anniversary this year, of course, and so we've really pulled out all the stops. And we're doing 4 days of commemoration this year. We always were well known for our Lost Mariners Remembrance that always happens on the actual anniversary, which is Monday the 10th, of course. But this year, we're starting on Friday. We're starting on Friday with a book talk. There's a new book out by Thomas Nelson. It's called Wrecked. And it is the story of the tanking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, along with its impact on the American economy. I've read the book. It's fascinating. I make some connections that other books that you know, I've read on the subject didn't make before. So it's well worth the read. And Thomas Nelson's going to be with us. He's a fascinating guy. So we're going to start off the weekend on Friday night with that. There are still tickets available. And then we're going to move right into Saturday, which is really designed more of a family-friendly day. Tours all day long, drop-in tours of our exhibition in the William Clay Ford Pilot House, which, if your listeners don't know, we have the pilot house of the William Clay Ford actually attached to the front of the Dawson Great Lakes Museum. And that's the ship that left Safe Harbor to go out into Lake Superior and try to save the sailors who went down with the Edmund Fitzgerald. So it's that is an amazing piece of history all on its own. It's our largest artifact there. And we'll do tours of the pilot house itself, but also the Edmund Fitzgerald exhibition, which is in the lower level of that pilot house, all day long. We've got a new pop-up exhibit by a Wayne State University professor. Professor Victoria Stewart's going to be in the museum that day. And then, of course, there's always arts and crafts and activities throughout the museum on commemoration weekends. And on Saturday, we also have the Livonia Amateur Radio Club, who's with us every year on the Saturday after the commemoration. And they do their annual broadcast of the Edmund Fitzgerald radio traffic that day.
Wow.
Really fascinating to see those guys at work. You know, it's more of a, you know, you observe them doing their radio thing. You're not going to actually get on their equipment or anything.
Sure.
But it's really interesting to see them at work. So that's our Saturday, full day of activities, 10 to 5 at the Dawson Great Lakes Museum. And then on Sunday, we follow up with, first time ever we've done this, a maritime brunch. So we have a chef and author, Catherine Schmuck, who's going to be with us. She's known as the ship-to-shore chef, and she's known for creating menus for traveling freighters. We're actually serving a menu from the Edmund Fitzgerald's menu that day. And then we'll follow up with tours and exhibits and activities all day long on Sunday as well. Public time on Sunday is 1 to 5. Then we come right back at you on Monday with our Lost Mariners Remembrance. That's the annual tribute to sailors lost on the Great Lakes. It's always a really touching evening. That's actually sold out this year, but we are live streaming that ceremony on the Dawson Great Lakes Museum's Facebook page. So we always have people from all over the world tune in to that. And I would encourage listeners, if you don't have a ticket, to watch us on the Facebook page that evening.
Rebecca, going back to the Livonia Amateur Radio Club, so they actually reenact what happened that day?
Well, yeah, the radio traffic from that evening is pretty famous. You know, that's the, I think, you know, people are familiar with We're Holding Our Own, a line from that radio traffic. So they actually broadcast that radio traffic over using their own ham radio setups. We actually have that radio broadcast is a part of the exhibition in the museum. So you can hear that anytime. Honestly, whenever I give tours of the exhibition, I get choked up when it comes to that part. It's just, it's really, really dramatic and kind of a touching thing to hear firsthand. And to see the folks on their radios broadcasting that across the world is really something.
The other thing that I think is going to be really interesting is this book talk by Thomas Nelson, his new book, Wrecked, the Edmund Fitzgerald and the Sinking of the American Economy. I had no idea that the actual sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald affected the economy.
I know. You know what? I found it. I had a sense of that. But to see it spelled out the way that Thomas Nelson does in his book is really quite dramatic. It's, you know, and even still, the lake traffic on the Great Lakes and the role that transporting those goods over water through the Great Lakes had then 50 years ago and still has now is really, you know, it makes you appreciate the Great Lakes and the way that the commerce on the lakes impacts our economy as Americans. It makes you appreciate that in a whole different way. I'm really interested to hear him talk about it.
Yeah, I think it'd be fascinating. Now, everything is held at the Dawson Great Lakes Museum, Rebecca?
That's right. Yep.
Tell us a little bit about this museum. It sounds like a really cool place.
You know, I always describe it, it's a little jewel box on Belle Isle.
Yes.
It's a gorgeous museum. It's approaching its 65th anniversary next year. And it tells all of the stories. It's really a regional museum. It's a maritime museum devoted to all the history around the Great Lakes. So the stories we tell there are really fascinating. The changing exhibition we've got there right now is actually about the J.W. Westcott, the mailboat that actually services the freighters that go by on the river. It's the only floating zip code 48222 in the United States, and we've got it right here in Detroit. So the museum uncovers those interesting stories that you wouldn't hear about necessarily otherwise that are unique to our part of the Great Lakes. And having it as the site of the bow anchor of the Edmund Fitzgerald, the pilot house of the William Clay Ford, like I mentioned, it just makes it a really special and unique museum. It's an experience that you can't get really anywhere else.
It sounds incredible. We're talking to Rebecca Salmanen-Witt. She's the chief marketing strategist for the museum. And Rebecca, you know, we always talk about how important history is because we learn from what happened. What are some of the lessons, do you think, that we did in fact learn from this horrible tragedy?
Well, you know, I mean, I think probably the human impact of any tragedy like this is something that you kind of feel, but understanding it in a way that the artifacts can support is really kind of a different thing. You know, Thomas Nelson's book that talks about the economic impact really gets to how wide-ranging the things that happen right here at home are. So, you know, as Detroiters, we think about our place in the country and, you know, driving the American economy once upon a time. We maybe don't make that connection in quite the same way when it comes to maritime stuff. And so that's something that you can really learn about in this museum. You also can really learn about at the Dawson kind of the role that Belle Isle plays in our city, but also, you know, kind of in the Great Lakes ecosystem as a whole. There's a great topographical map there that really gives you a sense of our place along the Great Lakes. It's really such an interesting and deep history that you learn there. And like I said, it's a one-of-a-kind place, and it's right here in our city, something that everybody should see, especially now when we are celebrating or commemorating this this kind of tragic anniversary.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Rebecca Salmanen-Witt, Chief Marketing Strategist for the Detroit Historical Museum, thank you for taking the time today to talk about this amazing weekend coming up. It just sounds like a wonderful thing for as many people as possible to be able to participate in.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I really hope your listeners will come out and see us on Belle Isle. Gorgeous time of the year to visit. And there really is something for everybody. Everything from the bow anchor outside to all the amazing exhibits inside. And the special things that are happening, you know, just for this particular anniversary, too. So it's a great time to visit.
In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors Cathedral. Church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Thanks again, Rebecca. Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, the popular TEDx Detroit is headed back to the D. We'll tell you all about this year's program.